Well, trigger alert. News from other countries, England. If you're squeamish about the word fart.
Here we go again.
You're not going to like the story at all. This has been a day filled with farts.
Well, the Phil Simms story. The guy who's on OnlyFans, shirtless, selling videos of him passing gas. And there have been others as well. Yeah. It's been all day with this stuff, you know. And I don't like the word, and I am
triggered.
I'm triggered by it. And my voice is not at its best. I can't scream from the rafters, you know, to get rid of it.
Yeah, enough with the farts, but you can't.
I can't say it.
A police officer in London has been accused of, and there's no easy way to say this, passing gas into a female colleague's face. And he could lose his job because of it.
Intentionally.
Oh, yes. We learned that in London, the police are called the Metropolitan Police, or the Met, which I think is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Two different constables, Wayne Sansom and Ben Jeffries, are facing misconduct hearings later this year for their behavior between 2020 and 2023. Both men are accused of making repeated, multiple, inappropriate, and discourteous remarks to coworkers, racial and sexual in nature. Jeffries is accused of grabbing a female colleague's phone, taking an inappropriate photo. I don't know if it went down his pants or if he went into the bathroom with it. And he took an inappropriate photo with her phone.
Okay.
Then later he sent a different inappropriate image to the woman using the WhatsApp app.
Well, good Lord. I mean, there's a lot of reasons for this guy to be fired. And
agree.
You know, obviously.
Sansom, the other constable, is accused of, in November of 2021, breaking wind close to a female colleague's face.
Intentionally.
Yes.
No.
Well, I mean, sometimes it sneaks out.
You know, well, they do.
They sneak
out. They can.
You don't know when they're, you know, sometimes it just happens, you know.
The Met police say this is breach of standards of professional behavior.
Yes.
With a U. That's how they spell behavior.
Yes.
And if these are proven as gross misconduct, both officers could be sacked, which is what we call fired.
That's pretty gross. I mean, it is.
So we got the word sack and fart.
Yeah, right there in the same story.
If someone, an adult, farted in your face in a professional environment.
Intentionally.
They should be fired.
Do you think it happens in locker rooms?
Yeah.
By accident?
No.
Oh, you think?
I think.
Like professional locker rooms?
Certainly college.
College.
I would bet even professionally come up somebody, you're like,
like when a rookie is just drafted?
But you
maybe. But I'm saying if I'm
usually in an office place.
That poor woman's just there typing up her report. She's just from somebody she's just arrested.
Yep.
And here he comes along, and for no good reason, right at eye line, just.
Yep, that's right.
You're fired. I think that's fireable.
Let's take you back 2 hours and 9 years. Phil Simms. Should he be fired? I mean, Phil Simms, this is an office environment.
He was demoted.
And he says he didn't do it, but at that Dolphin Steelers game.
Yeah, and then got to remember the win. We've talked about that, and I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. Yeah. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game, or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
Word is he had eaten at Primanti Brothers earlier in the day. All right. Biggie, do you stand by your statement? Is that an office setting to you?
I would have, too. I've always felt for
He should be fired.
Jim Nance,
He got what he deserved. Demoted, lower salary, stays in New York, doesn't get to travel, see the teams. If you missed it earlier, Phil Simms was on Boomer Esiason's podcast and swore on his children's heads, I didn't do that.
That is not true.
That is so true.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Listen, I would. There's no way I would do that. I would never do that.
That was a whole conversation between you and Nance.
I don't know. I remember it, and I just go, I did not do that.
Then who did it?
No, it could have been somebody else in that booth near him.
Jim says, I'm worried about you.
Yeah, I heard that.
It came out of your ass.
I'm telling you, I didn't do it. Swear on my children's heads. What do you want me to do?
Oh, man. All right. I believe you.
That's what put me over the
top.
The panel, Chris Kelly was swayed by the swearing on the children's heads, which means nothing.
Nothing.
But to me, it
He didn't swear on their lives. He made that. He sweared on their heads. It makes no sense.
I believe him. When you start swearing on your children now, that's something totally different.
I think he farted on his own son's head, bro.
You want to swear on dead grandma, that's one thing. You swear on your children's heads.
Or your mama's grave.
I believe you if you swear on your children's heads. I mean, you know, you don't want anything bad to happen to your kids, and then you do that. That's messing with karma if you really are lying.
Is this one of those situations where in however many years from now, let's hope it's a long, healthy, prosperous life for Mr. Sims. On his deathbed confession, he kind of crooks a craggy finger, Jim Nance.
Yeah.
I farted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I knew it, partner.
Or even better, right as he goes, he lets one out right there. Right on to Nance again.
And then Nance, I knew it.
I smelled that before. Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh.
He got me again.
Pittsburgh.
It was me. All time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do. That's what I'm going to do on my deathbed.
Confess to everything?
Yes, I am. I told you.
Your deepest, darkest confessions?
I'm going to confess everything. I'm going to say, I mentioned this earlier when we talked about it, my pickle pal, Devin. I did it next to him 2 weeks ago. I'm going to tell him. If he's there hovering over me, I'm going to say, Devin.
Hopefully your voice is better. You won't be misunderstood.
I know.
He says he's gay.
What?
No.
Hold on. I didn't say that.
Yeah, he's coming out.
Wait.
No.
Oh, here comes the light.
Oh, no.